Hello and good evening. This is Florence from Atlanta with the Thinkers Challenge Show. A little about it for those of you this is your first time coming on it to listen. We have discovered a way of life, a way of thinking that is making so much difference in our lives, and we share what we are learning so that someone or anyone who is interested might gain some insight into this new way of thinking. It's not really new. It's been around for over 100 years in this country. And I know that I only came to it because of my father's healing, and it has changed my life. So I simply come on here every Sunday at 5:30 to share some of the insights so that something in it may change your week and probably change your life study as to our higher sense of self and more understanding of God and how much He loves us and to what extent He can help in every situation. The question of deadlines came up because it's interesting that, you know, a lot of our fears and our anxieties, a lot of them have to do with deadlines established for ourselves through the way we've been brought up, the way we've been taught to live. And I just want to share some of the things that helped me in overcoming the fear and the anxiety underneath the subject of deadlines. Many years ago, I was a law school student, a mother. My kids were young, so I had to care for them, their clothing, you know, what to eat, all that kind of thing. And then I also had to, I had briefs to write. There were deadlines about that. And then when I graduated and I was working in a law firm, there were even more greater deadlines. We had to file certain papers at the courthouse at a certain time, and there was always this constant stress, this constant anxiety associated with work. And I'm sure anyone who is a corporate employee, I can identify with this. You have meetings to prepare for, and there are deadlines to be filing certain things. You have to meet some people here at a certain time. There's always something, a little bit of fear underneath. Not maybe I shouldn't even say a little bit of fear. It depends on the individual and how they've mastered the whole concept of deadlines. And therefore, it's probably right to say that there is anxiety associated with deadlines. Mothers have deadlines. You know, they have to do certain things for their children at a certain time of the day. The kids are coming home at such and such a time. I have to be able to have done all the cooking I'm supposed to do. Maybe on the weekends I must have been able to do all the ironing and stuff that I have to do. There's always an underlying sense of pressure, I would say. And whether we put this on ourselves or whether we work with God so that we can overcome this sense of pressure, it's up to every individual. What I have learned is that if my whole life is under the control of the one infinite being who knows all and sees all, then it becomes a different thing altogether. Like I said before, that this was my life before, you know, always some kind of anxiety underneath, you know, am I going to be able to finish this, or am I going to be able to file such and such? And it's not a fun life to live. I wouldn't say that at all. And anyone else who has suffered that way of living, I'm sure will identify with it. So deadlines really was a bad word for me when I was going to school, and it still can be, and I'm sure it still would have been if I didn't learn this new way of living. Okay, having said that, I would like to read, I may have touched upon some of them before, what I'm going to read on another topic, but it's helped me so much that I'd like to share a little bit of that, and then we'll round it up with a few points about overcoming the anxiety associated with deadlines. Through my study of Christian Science, I came across one of the earlier writers in this science. His name is Bicknell Young, and he wrote an article on day. And I just love what he says about it. And anyone who finds what I read helpful and wants to know more, they can send an email to florence@thinkerschallenge.com. There are certain misconceptions that we've accepted about our day, and therefore we live by them and we suffer from them. And who said we have to continue suffering? So this is what Mr. Young said about day. He says that when you are waking in the morning, realize and repeat understandingly and at once that there is only one mind. And he said that right after that, you say that before the mesmerism of the day is taken in, establish the truth about day. Let me explain that for those who don't understand. He's saying that if we don't declare that there is only one mind, in other words, God has the only power, God's wisdom is the only presence in our day, we start off the day already mesmerized because, and I'll explain this by saying that before I used to wake up and immediately I would say, well, today I have to do this. I've got to go here. And I make a whole long list of things that I have to do. Well, I'm already mesmerized as to what should take place that day. But he is saying that we must declare that there is only one mind as soon as we wake up. When you do that, you put that day under the control of one, the one all-knowing God. Know that the belief of time has no dominion over you or others. You have dominion over it. I'm sure this sounds like, what? What are you talking about? I got to go by time, by everything. Yeah, but he's saying that no, that the belief of time has no dominion over you or others. You establish your days in consciousness and unfoldment. And he makes a very bold comment here that day has no routine. Yeah. When you awaken, know that you have time and opportunity to do all things that you need to do this day. Has anybody ever thought like that before? Or do we rather go immediately listing all the things we have to do and then, you know, the sense of pressure dominates us immediately when you think that way? But he's saying day has no routine. We have to know that in each day, we have time and opportunity to do all the things that we need to do. Declare that there is one mind, here he goes again, that all things are already done in mind, and that you have not a thing to do but to be clear in consciousness, so that mind may unfold. When he's talking about mind, this is mind with a capital M, he's talking about God. In other words, your day has already been established in God. And if we are conscious of that, if we're really clear about that, then we allow mind, God, all-knowing, all-wise God, to unfold our day. Then he goes on to say, if you stick to this, you will have plenty of time and opportunity to do all the things. If we stick to that, will you have plenty of time and opportunity to do everything, all the things that we need to do that day. So he says that know in the morning that day is unfoldment of his plan, creation that does not know how to begin or end. All the incidents of God's day are already arranged. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's just so great that if we establish in our thinking that this day belongs to God, everything that I need to do today, he has already arranged, and it will unfold so that if I go through my day with that firm ground that the day is under God's control, I can see a different result. Deadlines are not. So it comes first from what we are thinking, how we are seeing our day. How we are seeing our day and our thinking is what shapes the day. It's not so much I have this, I have that to do. But the basis of our thought should be God's day. This belongs to him. He has a plan for the day. He knows what I need to do today, and trust that everything I need to do will be done. Okay, in the article he continues, what do you have to do today? And he says, you have one thing to do, and that is to know the truth. When confronted with 16 hours work, just know the truth, the first thing. I'll repeat that. When confronted with 16 hours work, just know the truth, the first thing. And what is this truth he's talking about? The truth that the day is under God's control. And furthermore, everything that you need to do today, you will have the time and the opportunity. He says, do not start out with the belief that you have certain things to do. If you do, you are already mesmerized. And I said that in the earlier paragraph. You must know this before you get started, or it is too late. Infinite unfoldment never begins, never ends, and is never interrupted for a moment. And when you are declaring this forever unfoldment of God's day, God's plan, and his purpose, this is healing for today. I hope you're getting it. You're getting how the way he says we are to think about day can really shape our day and help us overcome any anxiety or any fears that are hiding, and which creates a lot of anxiety for us about deadlines and deadlines across the board. Students have it, parents have it, corporate people, oh my gosh, they have more deadlines than anybody else. And a lot of anxiety because of that. Okay, so let's get it again. What he's saying is start with God. There is only one mind. God mind is the only all-knowing, all-wise, all-governing. And that the day is God's day. Every day is God's day. He has the plan and the purpose for your day. Okay, so he continues to say that infinite love, he's talking about God again, God as infinite love, knows no limitation. It cannot be restricted in achievement, and its laws are irrevocable and cannot be interfered with. He's establishing the dominance, the omnipotence of God, how much in control he is. So he says, what God is doing cannot be interfered with. So if we align our thought to really trust that our day is established by God, that everything in it is arranged by him, then we will do things according to the still small voice that's coming to us. And he says, this day does not begin nor end. It does not bring you or me nor anyone nearer the tomb in belief, nor at all. It takes you and all creation nearer immortality. And even though this might be out of, you know, what you think might be important to it, just listen. Someday you will understand what, why he brings this in here. This day is the very action of omniscience. And omniscience means the all-knowing. So you can think of your day as God working, the action of the only, the all-power, all-presence, all source of wisdom that there is. There is no power manifested in this day but omnipotence. That's God, all power. This day has divine order, and it comes about scientifically. You see, the day is already established. Everything has its place in it, and it's a perfect, harmonious arrangement by the all-knowing, all-wise God. He goes to say, all requirements of this day are established and do not require time. Do you trust that? Is he, you know, not telling the truth? Day is spirit, not matter, and do not let material things say, I am in any incident of creation. This day goes on according to God's guidance. It has no night. It is eternal light, right? And then he says, no problem can enter God's day. Can you believe that? Because the day is full of all kinds of incidents, right? So we may hesitate to say Mr. Young is right. But he is right. He's telling us how to establish our day and therefore see it come to pass. That's what he's talking about. If we have our day established as God's day, God's plan, God's purpose, then he's saying no problem can enter God's day. Mind is not engaged with problems, mind being God. Mind unfolds its ideas without interruption. So everything that is planned in God for the day, there can be no interruption, no matter what it looks like. It has all versatility, all originality, and all variety. It is infinite, and all its manifestations are complete, whole, and satisfied. For God is a state of, for man is a state of God's complete and supreme satisfaction. Then he goes on to say that we cannot lack anything in this day, that we can demonstrate God's day in our day. And he says, try to do it and help others to do it this day. This daily work will do much, and you cannot appreciate that you cannot appreciate at once. It means right understanding of day lifts the burden of mortal belief and serves to dissipate the current mesmerism of mortal mind, as well as protecting you from its claims. Well, I am one to testify to this, because ever since I started to see my day this way, there has been incredible change in how my day goes by. Incredible change. I'll say it again. There are places that I don't need to go. If we look at even world events, some of the things that has happened before, you know, incidents that go on, sometimes even the 9/11 thing, some people were supposed to be at work, but that day, for some reason, they didn't go. And that some reason is not just a coincidence. It's God's protection. I say this not to make it a dreary discussion, but to say that these are the evidences that prove to us that if we establish our day as God's day, if we bring it all under his control, if we see day as belonging to Him, and that everything that He wants us to do that day has been done. You know, we may probably say, well, what's what I have to do at my work got to do with what God has for me to do? Well, isn't it all under God's control? You see, there's a separation which is very dangerous, and I'm so glad that I came to see how important it is to have God in every little thing that we do. Every little thing that we do. In all the work that we have to do, we must have God in it. In our, you know, preparing for work, preparing to go to school, we've got to have God in it. And if we are doing that, then we can wake up and say, no, there is only one mind from which every wisdom, everything I need today comes from. And expect that, yes, it will come. When the thought comes that, oh my, I have so much, I don't know how I'm going to do this, immediately declare. What did Christ Jesus say? I can of my own self do nothing. Paul said, Christ Jesus is in John 5:30. And Paul, Apostle Paul, who was not even a disciple, but then later was converted, you know, to Christianity and did wonderful work showing people how to live this truth, the Christ truth that Jesus brought. In Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he says, he's talking about Christ, the Christ spirit that Christ Jesus lived. Right? Jesus in his own human life demonstrated the Christ who has the control over everything. And the Christ is here for all of us to continue to use if we choose to. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't tell you how much this has helped me, this one sentence. There were many, many times when I had a shop and I was, you know, running it and trying to do, I mean, there's so much goes on in how to manage, you know, a business. And those of you who will come on and listen, I urge you, please, have God in the midst of it. Trust in truth. And we can have no other trust. It's not money that's going to do it. If you trust in truth, you will have all the money you need to do whatever you need to do. So the first thing is just truth with a capital T, which means God. Yeah. And when we have that trust, it gives us more dominion over the things that come, over what we have to do. This is the godly government of our lives, of our days, of all the events during our day. So we've got to trust truth. And then I also learned that any sense that comes, because this comes a lot, in the sense that comes that says, I can't finish this, you see, it's those little thoughts that create the anxiety. I've lived this, I can say it. Those little thoughts, as you go along doing your thing, when you're praying and so on, sometimes when your thought goes on something else, there comes that little voice that says, oh, what if I don't finish? Or it will say, well, it's almost time. And then if you don't take care, panic can set in. But stand firm on the ground that, no, my God governs this day. And this day will I have the opportunity to do everything, opportunity and the time to do everything that I need to do. And in that kind of government, there is no interruption. No problems can come in this day because my God leadeth me. When it looks impossible, again, know that nothing is impossible to God. And after all, it is his day, isn't it? He's governing it, isn't he? we've already established that, and we're going to go with that so that everything will unfold as he has. And the other point I got was that the time you call a deadline might not even be the right time for whatever is supposed to be done that day, you know. And that's happened to me too, when I have missed what is so-called a deadline and later found that the time that I was led to do whatever was supposed to be done was even a better time for that thing to have been done. So we must watch what kind of restrictions or we put on ourselves. What am I demanding of myself to do? Is that what God wants me to do? Is that part of his plan for that day? And when you the fearfulness starts, overcome it with the assurance of God's presence as the only presence and activity leading us on. Let's see if there's anything else I needed to say here. Yes, so I have come to the conclusion that really I can't even think of deadlines anymore, but I can think that God governs my everyday. I can think that God has control over my everyday, that he has the perfect harmonious unfoldment of each day's activity. I can put it all in his hands and trust it. The more I trusted it, the more my day, the better my days became. Gone are the days where I live in anxiety. Gone are the days that the fearfulness almost crippled me. Trust me. And as I said, if you have any questions, write to florence@thinkerschallenge.com. I know there's something I can share with you that will change your way of thinking and change your life. With this, I will end, and you go forward, put this in practice, and have a wonderful week. Bye for now.